Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley boys, Michael Hanfler from What Culture's look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet to look ahead to Friday Night SmackDown and a huge show on the cards.
LFG, as they say. Oh. Come on, there's people much younger than me that can still pull off the jeans that are getting as baggy as they were when I was 16, and now they're suddenly as baggy as they am. Now I'm 37 and I cannot wear them again. LF, motherfucking G, let's go. Max Dupri tonight unveils the first of his male models. We have been waiting and waiting and waiting since WrestleMania weekend, in a manner of speaking, because he lost to Gunther at the Standing Deliver. No, of course, I'm doing, you know, what's that? A misdirect, you might say, because, yes, we have to start, for a change, on SmackDown with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Who's he? If you don't want any spoilers of what's going to happen on the show itself, fast forward this podcast for 30 seconds, as I prepare to do this.
Put my hand in the air.
As a few of the guys have joined you behind you now. Cleary's walking behind you holding your glasses. It's great when he comes on the show. Because like WWE, we don't have to think about actually how we're going to fill some of the time before we get to at least the first commercial break. Because it's just this. Big match. Like, put it over on last week's preview and review and Raw review. Yeah. They've really done the work with Riddle. Riddle has, as a WWE, as a rounded WWE superstar, has leveled up, I think, to what they require to belong in the main event, even if it's only for a short while. You've got to come out, you've got to do the game to show her shtick on Raw. You've got to show a weird brand of intensity that Vince McMahon likes, but at the same time be able to compromise that intensity if he needs you for something daft, which Riddle has done. They've basically told the story of the bloodline ruining everything that Riddle loves.
Yes.
So RK-Bro was this friendship that he valued. The titles define that friendship. They've taken the titles. They've ostensibly taken Randy Orton off television. Like, they haven't really laid claim to the injury, but at this point, WWE might as well say that, mightn't they?
Yeah,
might as well
say that. Reports today saying he might be out till 2023.
Yeah, if he's going to be gone, they might as well suggest that it was like injuries sustained in matches against the bloodline that put Rini out of business and left Riddle all alone on the main roster. So you buy his revenge tale, don't you? You buy that the one thing he's going to do to get revenge on all of these jerks is to defeat Roman Reigns. And this is earnest defense of WWE, twice now, he has made his own save against the Usos.
Yes.
He has shown, if nothing else, that the guys that Roman Reigns has often relied on to preserve his status as the head of the table can be dispatched without help. So if he can deal with them, the thinking is he can deal with Roman. It's not going to happen. Riddle's not winning the belt.
No.
But I think they have done an admirable job of leading you to believe that there's going to be like one near fall,
yes,
on television, no less, that will just for a second have you going, oh my God, it's happening.
I would say this quite a lot. And, you know, I'm going to draw a comparison to AEW here, but put your pitchforks down. It's a good one. Because how many times do we sit here and say, Hangman Page, when he was champion, is going to defend the belt on Dynamite.
Yeah.
And we all know he's not losing it there. Mm-hmm. Same with Roman here. But there will come a moment in the match, and I've got your spot for you ready, where someone's going to hit something, and in the 2.9 seconds it takes for the referee to count it, mm-hmm. my brain will have booked till WrestleMania 39. I'll go, oh, okay, I guess they're taking the title off him now so they can build to the Rock match, just about family stuff, and maybe they have Riddle say, oh, I only want to defend one of the titles, so the other one's vacant, and then Drew McIntyre can fight for that at Clash of the Castle. That's all going to have happened in one, two, oh, gets his shoulder up after... The Usos, obviously, Bloodline, Paul Heyman pulling faces at ringside. Riddle's in control. Maybe he might be even hitting a setting up for an RKO, for example. He's just hit the draping DDT on Roman and he's in trouble. But the Usos hop up on the apron or the referee takes a bump or whatever. He's down. But don't worry, the fourth Usos is here. He's called Sami Zayn, and he's going to accidentally haluva kick Roman Reigns.
Ooh, I had a similar spot, a similar one, but go on, sorry.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be your tease near fall.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe hits the floating bro or something, because you want to protect like the big RKO spot for everyone, but particularly for Riddle using it for his partner.
Yeah.
So maybe hits that, Riddle's like, bloody hell, get Sami Zayn out there, up, floating bro, one, two, Adam Bucks to WrestleMania 39, kick out, and then Roman's going to spear or guillotine him. Maybe maybe not guillotine. I tell you what would be nice, is if they reference the fact that Roman goes for the guillotine, and Riddle, Matt Riddle, used to be a really good MMA fighter.
Can get out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mine was similar, but ever slightly different, but we're going down the same road, I think. The Usos are dispatched, whether or not that's with the help of maybe like the Street Profits or something, like coming
to... and a nice, you're out of here!
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, like the brawl, whatever. So they're no longer going to be a clear and present danger to Riddle. But yeah, you're kind of led to intentionally forget about the fact that Zayn is going to be there. The referee is otherwise engaged, beat with Paul Heyman or knocked out. And Riddle and Roman are fighting in the corner, and Sami Zayn has basically got to pick his spot. So he stands on the opposite side of the ring, and there's a little bit of a moment of... Who's he actually going to kick it?
Ooh.
Who's he going to go for? And then he puts the boot through Riddle's head and then slides away. And it's, of course, Roman Reigns wouldn't dare acknowledge that if it wasn't for Sami Zayn, he might not be Universal Champion. But when he inevitably chokes him out or pins him, it's going to be because the haluva kick was like a defining moment in the match. It was that was the ultimate kill shot on Riddle when all looked lost for Roman.
And then you do the RVT Stone Cold thing of like, when you hit that 5-star frog splash, I knew... You're on the right team.
Yeah.
And then Sami Zayn wins Money in the Bank. Suddenly Roman's like,
that's what you see, like, yeah.
I'm really, genuinely, really excited.
I think it'll be a super hot main event. Super hot.
I'm going camping with some friends tonight for a friend's birthday. Oh. Just guys being dudes.
Tent friends.
So I won't be able to watch it live, but I 100% will be avoiding all spoilers. And what? I may well watch it as soon as I get home on Saturday. Because normally I just go, I'll just put it off till Sunday night sort of thing. I do not want this spoiled. I know the result, but I don't want anything being said to ruin what is going to be... I think it's going to do a monster number, this SmackDown.
Yeah, me too. I hate camping. Let's talk about camping. I hate it. I wouldn't call them traumatic experiences. I just didn't want to go, and my parents made me. I was in Cubs as a kid, and like we went...
Dib?
Yeah, we went camping a couple of times, and I didn't really like Cubs. I think my...
I hated Cubs.
Do you know what it was? I think my folks, and with good reason...
I was all about Scouts and Beavers.
Am I right? Right. I left at Scouts Point because then it was like, it's actually getting serious and I don't want to be skilled.
So ours
like,
was the opposite. Cubs was boring because we knew how to, we were like, learning how to tie knots.
Beavers was
fun.
Foam football in a church hall. Cubs was foam football in a church hall, but a lot of flag shagging. That was Cubs. and camping. And then Scouts was, hey, want to learn this life skill? And I was like, I will see you later.
Yeah. Mine was,
Where's the tuck shop gone?
Yeah, mine was tuck shop, football, and a tawny owl every once in a while to sit on your arm. Cubs was like, all right, now we need to learn how to tie knots. And I was like, see you later. Mm. And then Scouts became a load of like 13-year-olds, right? And it felt like the person who was running it was about 13 as well, because we'd turn up every week and he'd be like, right, lads, this week we're going to have a cork fight. I've got a bag of 300 corks. We're just going to throw them at each other. Someone's probably going to get blinded. Or we're going to make a big fire. We're just going to make a big old fire.
I remember it like the scout. So what it was, I was not a cool kid, right? But even I was aware that like, so like, Scouts is the first point because you're turning 13, 14, where you're a bit more mindful of what you think might be cool or you want to be cool.
Yeah.
Like teenage maybe aspirations or you see others, you know. And Scouts, I was like, those kids were the opposite. They were nerdier than ever because they'd stuck around for Scouts.
Yeah.
It was like, hang on, like this stupid Necker with this stupid what? I did have a Sonic the Hedgehog 2 woggle. So like he was like sticking his number two finger out the side, which is pretty cool.
He's not the ones though, is he?
He's not the one, he's the twos. But like... Yeah, they were like in button-up shirt versions of the Cub Jumpers. Ugh. And their badges were like, it wasn't just like, collecting magazines.
Yeah, like, walking to school.
Yeah, like it was badges for like more serious stuff. I don't like where this is going. But I hated camping. And what I was going to ask you was, because I know you like it. We've talked about this like off-air before. Tell me this weekend, round the fire or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Just go somewhere by the roof. I'm mad into roofs. I think it's about pubs as well, by the way. This applies to a lot of things that are like fundamentally against in life. Put a roof on it. Like the pubs without roofs and like walls that are made out of tin boxes. Don't get it. Put a roof on it.
Yeah.
Right? Sleeping arrangements. Outside under the sky. Sky's really cold. Put a roof on it.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, you like camping. That's fine. People love camping. What are you going to eat? Like, is it stuff that is cooked over the fire?
Well.
Or like... cereal, but like, which obviously aficionado, yeah. I like to consider myself, but like out of one of them mess tins where the handle,
oh, God, no.
You know, like they have a celebrity or whatever, but like, I'll bring the mess tin and the thermos. We'll eat all our meals out of that and wash it in the river. Go to a Premier Inn, it's £45.
Yes. So confession time.
Yeah.
We're only going camping tonight. So yeah. Just Friday night because it's one of the lads' birthday. And a lot of us have just got stuff to do.
Are you getting nervous about the grey clouds that have randomly appeared over this beautiful week that we've had?
It was like 27 degrees, 27 degrees, 27 degrees. What's this? So a little bit, especially because I've just got my little pop-up tent, which isn't big enough for me anyway. But you know, if you know about camping, you know, don't touch the sides of the tent because that's when all the water pours in, right? So I'm slightly concerned about that. But we're only going for Friday night. So basically, it's just a load of lads. We're going to sit around a fire, tell funny stories.
Cans.
Get pissed.
I'm big into that. Like, there's a lot of the scene that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
But because it's just a one-nighter, I messaged my mate Ben today and said, what do you need me to bring? And he just said, oh, beer. Right. Do you know what our meal prep is? Mm-hmm. Cooking nothing on the fire. We're bringing some Pizza Hut. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to get a McDonald's breakfast and then go, good to see you. See you later.
I would attend this event.
Yeah.
If this was like a WhatsApp group with my mates, I would attend this event. I was like, this has been an absolute blast. I booked it in the Travelodge 15 minutes away and my Uber's coming in 10 minutes. Like, and what I would do is I would like try and cause people bluff up a little bit. But this is booked and paid for because it's for me and I like, you have this wonderful night. Do any of you want to come? And I would just watch them all like sort of one after another sort of test their mettle of like, I'm here for this. I was like,
yeah.
But are you? Like, we've all had a drink, we've all had food. It's gone pretty cold and the Uber's 5 minutes away and you know the room exists.
Exactly.
Like, I have already told you guys, I've got zero pride or ego about the situation. Where does your like manhood stack up here? Like,
I think the thing is, the tent, I usually share a tent with my mate who's got like a bit of an industrial one. So it's like, bring on the rain, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as I'm inside.
I've got
something.
Camping mates, right, that like erect this tent. And it's like bigger than the downstairs of my house.
Yeah.
It's got like, it's got a better lighting rig. It's got better electricity and TV setup. They've got two kids. Like me and my wife have got two kids. And like, sort of, we were always like, we were friends at university and occasionally we'll all catch up and like share stories and that. And it'll be like, I'll be sharing pictures of like, oh, here's like, I don't know. I took my kids to this ice cream stand. Or we went on this local service bus because it's a £3 day ticket. And we went on the metro to watch some planes take off from a distance. And we're like, oh yeah, we took the kids camping. Like our tent's got bunting. It's not Jubilee anymore.
Yeah,
it's the thing.
Yeah, one of the lads turned up last time. He was only coming for one night because he had a gig the night before. And he showed up. And I'm not joking, he spent an hour setting this tent up. And we were all like, what are you doing? You're going to be sleeping in it for about 3 hours. And then we're going to go like, oh, I just want to go home now. It's Sunday. Yeah. I've not had a shower in 2 days. I just want to go home. And it was, like you say, it was just ridiculous. It had different compartments. It had rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, you like little sort of dividers.
My tent, when I'm going by myself, my tent is the easiest tent. I go, unzip the big bag, it goes, fluff.
I like those ones. Like a photographer's lighting thing, yeah.
I use four pegs, I just chuck the sleeping bag in and go, well, fingers crossed for that then. That's it. And it's not big enough. I'm 6'3". It's not big enough.
Do you think there's somebody out there called And he has to deal with the same patter every single day of his life. Do you think there's somebody out there called Guy Ropes?
100%.
Like camping, do you? Not really. Why do you ask? Guy Ropes.
Anyway, so yeah.
Imagine if there was a teacher at school called Mr. Ropes, and then the one kid finds out that his first name is Guy. Career change.
I still remember at school, one teacher. Do you remember the got your number, the 118
boys? Yeah.
Who had the ridiculous mustaches. Mm-hmm. There was one bloke, everyone was like, that teacher looks well like one of the 118 lads. And one day just perfectly came together in like science. And he was like, okay, kids, turn to page 118. And everyone just exploded. Like, oh, what page is it, sir? Say it again so I can film it.
We had two. I was never any good at you know, like the technologies courses, like woodwork and metalwork and design,
I'm with you, yeah.
Design tech, all that sort of stuff. We were having a conversation about food tech, weren't we, for this exact yep. reason. I really should have took that, otherwise I could eat more than cereal as a 37-year-old father of fucking two. Anyway, I probably should have done one of them. Two of the teachers from that course. One was called Mr. Beasting. And if you ask him, he turns out, I'm actually quite allergic to them. He loved that. And there was another one called Mr. Brain. Quick thing on Mr. Brain. He was our form tutor once. And my mate, on his entire year for his homework diary, had wrote it down wrong and he had Mr. Brian. That was really great. They were both like kind of colleagues within the design tech wing of the school. And so we used to sing when they would like walk together to the dinner. Kids are idiots, cruel and classical at the same time. Our little song, based on a TV show at the time, which again is going to age this story horribly for anyone.
I think I know what's coming.
Beasting and the Brain, Beasting and the Brain. I want to apologise for offending your people. One's a ginger twat, the other's insane. Like you want them to just hear just a bit of it and then run away. Cheese it.
So if people are thinking, why on earth are they talking about that? This is complete nonsense. It's actually, we wrote that entire segment to exemplify. We have no idea what a last laugh match is.
But we've done it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so last man standing or I quit, we think. Weapons, for sure. But rather than I quit or the 10 count, is it going to be that, go with me on this, you're going to have to beat your opponent so much that they giggle in pain.
Yeah.
It was, owie, ha, ha, owie, 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 ha,
ha. It can't be like a nipple cripple. Like, I genuinely think, I said this in the office earlier, I genuinely think the last laugh match is going to be making your opponent on the mic say, ha, 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 and that's the sign that they quit.
My kids piss themselves when I absolutely drop them with a picture-perfect jackknife right at home. Like, they're a proper diesel one. So, like, it's the difference for those that, like, don't know, and you should. Like, if you go and watch a jackknife versus a traditional powerbomb, obviously the powerbomb is, like, guide. You want to do it with authority, but you're guiding them to the ground, aren't you? Diesel was so tall with the whole point was you pick them up and you kind of, like, drop a shoulder and then, like, let them go off to the side. And you do that over a bed. Like, I'll go on record. Jackknife your kids. It is... It is class. It is absolutely class jackknifing your kids. And what's brilliant and why it's perfect for a last laugh match is that they piss themselves because they're falling from a great height. Ideally, let me just second disclaimer, happy to have this isolated. Don't jackknife your kids on the floor.
Just to clarify.
Near a bed, near a sofa, it's the best. Like, not on a floor. But like, so they're going down. Like they've got just enough time where they're falling. To be like, this is exhilarating. So they're pissing themselves. They've been up on your shoulders. They're going from to what them is probably like 100 foot in the air, boosh down to the ground. So yeah, oh, it's going to end with the jackknife. Madcap Moss jackknifes Baron Corbin for the hilarious victory.
Yeah, it has to be a Madcap Moss victory. This doesn't end. Hopefully, maybe write off Happy Corbin to go away.
How
from
was
it.
The,
you had your write off?
How was the write off? Not the write off. It's like. Wrestling in general is getting a bit fast and loose with what it does to people, like, and how long you're supposed to sell it. Like Jericho with the Blood and Guts one was pretty egregious, but at the time, the kind of the generous argument was, yeah, but he fell through cardboard. Like, we don't know what not to sell here. But like, it was the same with Madcap Moss's own one. Like, we're pilmanizing necks at this point. It's like, well, that's going to be 2 weeks on the show.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they have to obviously, for obvious reasons, say Cody's out for 9 months.
Yeah.
Because that's a proper one.
Yeah, that's real. It's none of this nonsense.
But yeah, they had the write out. There's probably going to be more neck stuff in this.
Maybe Corbin, 4D chess, right, is just getting beaten within an inch of his life. But the stipulation is indeed a last laugh match. But because Madcap Moss crushed his windpipe, he can't laugh.
Oh.
So like Madcap Moss is like, just laugh. And then he won't. And then like, so I don't know, something happens. Remember when Roman Reigns was chained and they took the dog food over him, whatever. Maybe, who's Baron Corbin's mate? Has he got any friends?
No, this is his only mate, I think.
Oh yeah. somebody reveals himself to be, you know, he's got his own deads, and they come down and they tie Madcap Moss to the post, and then they tickle him and he laughs. And he's like, Madcap Moss has been defeated.
What if, oh my God, because what do they love more than anything? Remember when this happened and it was good? Remember the other week when Street Profits just stole The Rock's catchphrase?
Oh yeah.
What if he lays out Madcap Moss, gets the mic, puts it next to his mouth, and you hear a huge bab, because it's a pre-recorded one from when he used to do stand-up for Happy Corbin back in the day.
I'm like, my God, I'm pat my, oh my God, Madcap Moss's head to laugh tonight. We didn't think we would ever see. Nobody has ever legitimately found our content funny.
And then this feud, as with everything on SmackDown, must continue.
Now you've said it, it hadn't occurred to me until just then that, like, the reason Baron Corbin wasn't on SmackDown was because they'd done a right... Madcap Moss had won, convincingly, and then put him out of commission.
On Premium Live Event, no less.
Back in commission to be put out of commission. Like, now you're definitely gone. Like, we like Corbin here.
Yeah.
But we also acknowledged it was probably time for that character to have a bit of a breather. And not least because then it gives, like, Madcap Moss's character freedom from that, and he kind of can go off and maybe try and get somewhere in this push. I kind of want to watch.
Yeah.
It's sort of got me a bit here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of feuds that must continue... Mm. Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes, that's still a thing, but this time it's with Drew McIntyre. Obviously, last week they had one of the few good, like, DQ count out, whatever, I'm not sure exactly what they called for it, but they both wouldn't stop fighting, and they wouldn't stop fighting, like, immediately after. It wasn't like they went, match is over, and they went, oh, okay, we'll just walk to the back together then.
Yeah.
They kept brawling, they kept complaining to Postman Pierce.
Sheamus didn't set his dog on him, did he?
No. But it strikes me that there's going to be fallout from this tonight, because I feel like they are going to put Drew eventually in Money in the Bank and potentially Sheamus. Mm-hmm. Why not? He's great, Sheamus. But they both seem to say, well, I didn't lose, so I should be in the match. And it feels like they're going to do a big stepped-up rematch that potentially could be set up tonight, because Money in the Bank isn't that far away.
No, I think there is either one or two more matches in this. I think you either... was it like double DQ last week?
I think that's what, because they swung the chairs, didn't they? They were very close to being counted out anyway.
The WWE quite like sometimes to tell this as like a three-parter rather than two-parter.
Yes.
So the match goes...
See Sami Zayn.
The match goes for Schmoz twice for some reason. So you'll have yet again like a riot breaks out, or it's a count out. Whatever. Like another match that's super physical, super hard hitting, but it's like they're just... There's two examples now that they just cannot be contained. Even though on the video package you just wouldn't know, because the show always looks identical. Like you'd need Drew in like white trunks or anything to be able to differentiate between the weeks. But like... So you have a second match. Maybe they won't, but like I think they'll go to a second match.
Double kick, dick kick tonight?
Yeah, something like that. Perfect. Like they just hit each other. They're both
nice callback to a brilliant finish between bloody hell AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura on pay per view.
Yeah, like they're just they want each other so much they've started targeting each other's balls, and they've done it. And it's like now it's got to be settled, and obviously Money in the Bank, pretty huge, big stunt fest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The prestige of a ladder match.
Oh, I know where you're
How
going.
How do you build up the prestige
I've watched NXT.
How do you build up the prestige of a ladder match?
ladder match.
The last space in Money in the Bank is only available to one man, and you hang the contract above the ring and you make them work a ladder match to get into the ladder match. Or now you said NXT, Hoyamino War Games. War Games built up. Now, like, ladder match to a ladder match, I think that's where this ends. Like, you want to be in the ladder match, you got to prove yourself in one. On tonight's SmackDown.
Yeah.
Contract hanging from the ring. So, but that we're not there yet. But I think we'll have another brawl first or something. Yes. Something else that basically forces Postman Pierce's hand. He's got to do it, you know.
Yeah, more fallout from this feud.
That gives us this for next week as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Now, we did heap praise, quite rightly, I thought, on SmackDown last week. I thought it was a really, really good show.
Yeah, best of the year, I think.
Yeah, and one of the highlights of that was, of course, an excellent, unsurprisingly, Intercontinental Championship match between now the former champion Ricochet and your new champion Gunther. There's been a photo of Gunther with a sort of smile, as close as you get to seeing Gunther smile, doing the rounds on social media and, of course, on WWE.com now. What's next for him? Because I've pitched him holding it for like a year. I think that's what they should do. I think he should be dominant, and then hopefully, finally, someone can bring some prestige back to this IC title.
Well, looking at just looking at that face, I would say probably joining Maximum Male Model. But if not that, everybody and nobody. SmackDown has no mid-card to speak of because the show has been absolutely useless at trying to create any stars of any description underneath Roman Reigns, or indeed the lack of Roman Reigns over this last few months. But that could be used to their advantage. I don't have right now a roadmap of Gunther opponents, of challengers, of people that run him close, of the eventual person, in the way that, for example, you may do for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. The idea that where you see the feuds go and who you want to tick off X versus Y before you do a title change, and then who the next champion is going to be and so on. WWE just does not inspire enough. Like, I think it's always really admirable when you go through one of your fantasy booking scenarios and then you'll use the chapter points of the premium live events. So you go so then that sets you perfectly away for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
That, of course, brings the champion in line with the Survivor Series for when they do Raw versus SmackDown. And then, of course, the guy goes into the Royal Rumble and it's one last chance at WrestleMania. It's like, well, but I admire that you've put five pay-per-views on the docket there. They're not thinking of 5 minutes ahead. But
then again, Gunther being set upon Austin Theory. I mean,
it's what I was getting to was that the production line of half-decent wrestlers does sort of allow Gunther to amass a half-decent reign.
Mm.
If he sets about defending this title once every 3 weeks in matches that have been arrived at through WWE mini-feuds, nothing, they don't have it in them to tell great stories, but the sort of thing where wrestler A says, I'm not scared of you, Gunther, and tonight I'm going to prove it. I'm going to wrestle Ludwig Kaiser and I'm going to beat him and you're going to be stood there front row when I beat your friend. And then he beats Ludwig Kaiser and then they have a match the following week where, let's say, because Sheamus, removed from the Drew McIntyre, a known hard hitter, Sheamus, let's say, gives this wrestler the fight of their lives and they sustain it, they survive it. Is it called the Beats of the
Baron, or is it Bodron,
Like those big chest punches that Sheamus does, those massive mighty forearms across the chest, and then he survives and wins, and it's like it punches their own chest and say, you can chop me as hard as you can, but I'm ready for you, and then Gunther wins and he retains. And you just loop that over and over again because these guys are pretty disposable. Over time, people have lionized Reigns for so much less than that.
Yeah.
Remember Nakamura had the belt for yonks and wrestled once. It was a hell of a 200-day run for Shinsuke. King of Strong Style's back. Back from the beach. I've not seen him on television. honestly, the stuff that people put on pedestals these days, you really got to sympathize with WWE. It's quite easy to make a reign mean something. So whilst there's nobody that leaps out, that could be okay.
I think there's quite a straightforward early process here. Like I say, I want to see him versus Theory at some Survivor Series now. So he's holding it till then in my eyes, as is Theory. Hopefully being John Cena at SummerSlam. Just a thought.
Here he comes. I've got your perfect Extreme Rules match in September. Have you? Because they haven't.
Yeah.
They've probably not even got the arena booked.
Got the pen ready. Go on then. But I do feel like you have quite a straightforward path initially for Gunther. I think you have a rematch because, of course, and that takes Ricochet maybe out of Money in the Bank because he would be minting it, but no one's going to buy, he's going to win it, let's be perfectly honest here. So a rematch on premium live event, where Ricochet gets destroyed again. Then I'd have him, you know, as part of this, you know, maybe you don't have to make it so explicit, but have him be like, have Ludwig Kaiser be like, this is the best Intercontinental Champion you've seen in years. Mm. Who faces him next? Former Intercontinental Champion, Shinsuke Nakamura.
There you go.
That's a tasty match for SummerSlam.
Yeah, it'd be something to look at, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You could do British Man versus Gunther.
We talked about this. Like, I know he's not British, but like Ilya Dragunov at this point has got all the... Tyler Bate has now split from Trent Seven, so yeah. You assume, Christ, they might actually push him. Nathan Frazier!
Yeah.
Is sure to have a big night at Clash at the Castle if they want
They've
him
worked
to.
A bit, haven't they? They did a bit in NXT UK.
Yeah, NXT UK. So there are people out there that there's sort of... and of course, the dog himself. We have been in person for, like... What was Butch called when he used to like stand on 2 feet instead of four?
Paul Dunn, I think.
Yeah, they had a rip.
Something like that.
Aye, Paul Dunn and Gun. Was he called Gun?
Yeah, he was always called Gunther.
Always called Gunther. Gunther and Paul Dunn had a ripper at Takeover New York, so they could go again.
So I'm just looking at this roster page, and I was like, yeah, you can easily do that. So you've got Ricochet, then potentially Nakamura, or somewhere down the line. Especially because of his weird chest. Kofi Kingston. Oh my God. And that's basically taking us... I'd just have him hold it for... And then we're probably going to have a change of the brand anyway, so you can have him face... Huge baby face now after super kicking almost Dolph Ziggler.
You highlighted a former Intercontinental Champion in Shinsuke Nakamura and the idea that Gunther... basically, it's like that thing where you take the power of somebody else in order to enhance your own power. The more ex-Intercontinental Champions he beats, in theory, the idea is he's becoming like an Intercontinental Championship great, even though like everybody's had that belt.
Yes.
Apollo Crews thing, like, you know, he had it. Everybody's had it. So like, what if he's beating up somebody, whoever, it doesn't really matter, and then like a voice plays over before they've revealed themselves, and it's like, you know, like, I've held that belt, and I'm sick of watching you lower the... Boom! On people. So I'm afraid, Gunther, I've got some bad news for you. Oh, and at Clash at the Castle. Even though I'm from Preston. Has he got Tory vowels, Wade Barrett, or not? Does he do Clash at the Castle?
He must. He's Preston, isn't he?
Right. See, he's Preston, but our stupid voice for him is very much like...
Bloody OVA wouldn't say...
Locked
up
and two smoking bells. Bells.
Oh, I'm just looking at the record of former Intercontinental Champions. Sami Zayn obviously features on it, but he's busy with other stuff in my booking. But I've already got WrestleMania 39 for you.
Yeah.
AJ Styles versus Gunther.
Yeah, why not? Maybe AJ can have a good match at WrestleMania.
Yeah. His record's not great at WrestleMania, off the top of my head.
I was just thinking Clash at the Castles would be really good by one of them, like, Estuary English accent bands. You know, where are the Wales of the world? Clash at the Castle. Ed Sheeran would do like Clash at the Castle, wouldn't he?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I'm guilty of this as anybody because I like bought Kate Nash's first album. My fingertips are holding onto the Clash at the Castle.
The prestige of the title. right. I've got a weird sense of deja vu as we get to this final question. Michael Hamlet, who's the first maximum male model for Max Dupree?
Wee! I told you about it last week. It was Mace. Go back and listen to last week's podcast.
They did say it was going to be last week, but he was stuck in France, I think he said.
Couldn't make it to the show. It's funny. It's, yeah. Legitimately, like, normally we take the piss out of this because WWE do so much on a loop that you could just play stuff from an old podcast again. We talked with probably more length than it deserved about how, like, we were both quite into it. There was potential, and Mace was going to be the guy, and you could extend the stable, et cetera, et cetera. It is there. It's there if anybody wants to listen to last week's. Is there anything that you can think of that might flesh out for this week's?
Well, it's going to be Mace. Like I said. It's going to be Mace, or now Face. Whatever it is. But I thought, as I often do, around this time on a Friday, it's time for a game! So, I have the WWE alumni page open in front of me. I am scrolling through it. I need you to pick a number. Oh, tell me when to stop, and then pick a number between 1 and 4.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Oh my God. Incredible potential here. I'm going to do the Derren Brown. I'm just going to say the number in my head to you. See if you can pick it up.
See, I'm trying to pick it up by the reflections in your glasses of the roster pitch. But as usual, it's just a series of like topless bodies. Like maybe I need glasses to focus into what their reflection is. I can't see, so I'm going to go with 2.
Okay.
All right.
You're close.
All right.
So I was hoping for 3.
Okay.
I'll tell you 3 in a second, okay. 1 would have been Eve. Love Eve Torres, right?
1 was Eve.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
4 was?
My name's Finley, and I love to model. Fit Finley.
Right. Eve. Okay. So, oh, it's the refs. The refs.
Not necessarily. Number three would have been, and this is my pick for who it should be,
okay.
WWE, because I genuinely, if you gave me access to literally every wrestler, alive or dead in the world, outside of maybe like a Rick Rude,
yeah,
I'd say, there's your man right there. He fits legitimately. There is a this wrestler shaped hole for the maximum male models, and his name is Fandango.
Oh, yes.
Get him back.
Bring him back.
Get him back. Like, if you haven't decided that, we know they listen. Just get him.
Rename
the
him, like,
bits that we've seen on, like, was it NWA Power?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, yeah.
He's just doing, like, creepy, like...
He's got a cigarette, but he's not smoking it.
What are you doing?
Oh, but, yeah, bring him back. We love Fandango. We love him.
But this won't happen for a variety of reasons, the one you've picked. Mainly because...
Between Eve and Fandango?
Yeah.
I can't get there. Go on.
Well, it's mainly because you can't have two people with the same name in WWE. Ezekiel Jackson!
Oh, yeah, that is a shame. So, also a shame.
Or what did we pick last week? Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno, yeah. We can have him again if you want. It's a shame, you know, Finn Balor has... Can you... be out of nowhere, brand new, joining two stables at once? Probably not. Like, it's a shame he's just...
A bit greedy, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just joined the Judgment Day. What a shame. Because, like, I think you would agree that his entrance to the ring is very much a catwalk. Plus natural feud with Butch.
Oh, my God.
Imagine Butch.
What, they're fighting like... I don't know what they're fighting like.
Is it raining? It's raining like Butch and Finn down here.
But genuinely... Not just for the mainly is for the world title match. First world title match since Mania, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I say that like it's a good thing. It's not.
In the face of people, other human beings. Imagine you've gone to WrestleMania and you've like paid the money for the ticket and you've gone to Dallas, Texas for the time of your life, and then some like 6 foot plus. Like
with a ridiculous shirt on.
With like a button-up shirt, nice as they are, with like WrestleMania logo splashed all over it, was it?
You may camo shorts.
It cannot be confirmed if you know this person. Just get in your face about it. And you
fucking acknowledge it.
And you've sat and you've stewed on that moment going home from WrestleMania. You're like, was it a good trip? I mean, most of it was. My guy didn't win. Ah, yeah, it's only wrestling that's fake, isn't it? Yeah, it wasn't that that bothered me. Like,
yeah, I mean, he got quite aggressive. And he stole my world title and told me to acknowledge him.
So, but I took it on the chin. You know, your favourites lead sometimes. So I was like, well, fair enough. Yeah, he's right. Brock's not around all the time. I'll tune into Raw tomorrow night to see what Roman's going to set up for his first match. Nothing. See you in 3 months, dickheads.
Doesn't the thing I wrote was, stick around because I'm going to say the acknowledge me bit at the end.
Paul Heyman's got some pretty cool stats. Check him out.
But I am looking forward to that, of course.
Yep.
Roman Reigns versus Riddle tonight. But also, the intrigue around who's the first maximum male model and what the is a last laugh match.
I know, man. I think this story negatively reflects me. So that's why I'm telling it. Peek behind the curtain. Like, as people will know if they listen regularly, like, often me and Surgical rotate. And the gag used to be like, well, it's only fair. Like, you can't be forced to do SmackDown every week. And we're having the chat this morning. And, like, we've just both reverted to type. He's not a spoiler if you haven't listened to the Rampage preview yet. Get him wherever you get your podcast. Like, he's been higher on other Rampages more so than this one, yeah? But, like, so he's not exactly high as a kite. We're like, you know, we're fair's fair. So between us. And he's like, nah, I can't, like, which one do you want? I was like, I want fucking SmackDown, mate. Sometimes we know who we are.
Yeah, like, exactly.
This is starting to smell like white hot bullshit, and I'm here for it.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of Friday Night SmackDown on Twitter.
By the way, just dead quickly, behind the scenes, it's quote-unquote business as usual. We'll just leave that there, shall we?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention that.
Everything's totally normal at Gorilla Position. Well, normal. Normal and fine and normal. Business as usual.
I just love the fact that I just saw this on Squared Circle or Twitter or something, where, you know, most WWE employees obviously just talked about anything else or nothing on social media yesterday for understandable
reasons.
At least
in the 90s when they ran out of money, the water coolers were taken out, so you couldn't have had the conversations that were surely happening
at
the water coolers yesterday.
Potential Mr. Money in the Bank, Pat McAfee's going, bloody hell, have you seen this on his podcast?
Steam's into work today.
My vote is going to be on commentary, and I sense they're probably not going to address it.
Do you think it might not come up?
But Pat McAfee's going to be nudging Cole in the ribs going, what do you reckon to this then, Cole?
Cole, has anybody summarily let down the WWE Universe this week, Cole? Because you made me talk about it once before,
yeah.
Cole.
Yeah.
Anybody? No?
Suddenly gone quiet, have you?
Max D pre-time, is it? SmackDown rolls on, does it?
Switching gears. At WhatCultureWWE on Twitter to let us know your thoughts. You can follow both of us whilst you're on there as well. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sig, as we mentioned, are going to be here a little bit later on to preview AEW Rampage. And we've got WrestleCulture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way this afternoon too. And me and Hamflett will be back on Monday to review this show and find out what a last laugh match is. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Hamflett. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.